Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy.
Listen, you get roped into having to go to these things. This is a stereotypical chick wants you to go to the ballet.
And you and there's certain things that you get roped into when you're with someone that you don't want to do. Like, for guys, anyway.
Conversation.
That's one, yeah. But for guys, like, going to dance recitals and cheerleading for me. Like, don't get me wrong. I had a blast going to some of them. You know, I've made some good friends and that through that whole cheerleading circle. But that whole sitting there for 8 or 9 hours to see Maisie perform for 2.5 minutes was kind of soul destroying after a while.
I can imagine.
The thing is with those things is that they, like, say for argument's sake, Maisie was performing at 2 o'clock. But other people in the whole organization, their first performance might be at 7. But everyone has to be there because it's all to cheer the organization on. So you're sitting there for hours and hours and hours.
You can only play spades on your phone for so long.
Yeah, and that's why I used to take my iPad because I sit there playing soccer games and stuff and that just to kill the time.
Yeah.
And the other thing is as well, I don't want to sit there and listen to people keep complaining about other things and they're whining about other parents and, you know, and it's just horrible. So I get it. And you get dragged into these things. And ballet is another one because most dudes don't care about ballet.
I went to the ballet when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
And fell just right asleep. Yeah. If you put me in a warm room where it's dark, I'm going out. Even now. I went to the movies. I went alone. Yeah. I went in, I think, January to go see some Joaquin Phoenix movie.
Okay.
And Inherent Vice, I went to see. And it felt like it was forever. It was 2.5 hours. Oh. And you know I don't have that kind of time.
Mm-mm.
So it's dark. It's warm. It was January, so it was freezing outside.
Snuggle
I go,
time.
Yeah, I was like, people probably think I just came in here drunken and passing out. So you go to these ballets, and it's so boring. It's kind of losing its appeal to a younger audience.
Mm-hmm.
So in Oregon, the Oregon Ballet Theater, they're now selling PBR.
I like this.
Yeah, they changed the dress code. You don't have to get dressed up for it anymore because they're trying to appeal to a younger audience. Tickets are as cheap as $10. And I don't know if... I don't understand the ballet. I don't really want to go watch people dance and not have words.
Anyone who teaches dance right now is going, I hate you, Amy.
Yeah. Our friend Katie, who listens, she teaches dance.
Yeah, she does, yeah.
And, I mean, I guess, for ballet, I just always think of, like, what's that swan story or something?
Swan Lake.
And it's slow. Yeah. The fact that you know that says a lot about you. But it's slow moving. And you're supposed to feel it through the music and their movements, and
see,
I don't.
See, opera's the same thing as well. I don't get the appeal for that either.
I don't know if that's a lack of culture on my part. I just have no interest.
'Tis on mine. I was dragged up, and that's done. I just want to drink beer, go watch sports.
Yeah, like I would like to go to a concert. I'd like to go to a sporting event and go see a comedy show.
Yeah, bro. beer and ballet, like, just...
For $10 and PBR, you could get me to a ballet.
You think so?
Yes.
All right, stick a few beers
I'll
in
even get dressed up for it. I don't care.
But this is the problem, though, is that they'll be doing their thing, whatever those moves are called, and they'll be spinning around and doing that thing. You'll be there, 6 beers in, jumping up, going, yeah, bro, come on, and cheering and stuff. So really, beer
that
and ballet...
That would not happen. I don't do that at the strip club. That's obvious. I'll forget where I'm at. I'll start tipping them. I'm like, please sit down, ma'am. That's not what we do here.